In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Friday, 9th day of June. It is glad, as always, to have you here. How about, just because it is a Friday, how about we take a break from the constant drumbeat of political news in this country and spend some time on the drumbeat of economic news from another country, which admittedly comes dressed up as politics. British Prime Minister Theresa May, as you've heard, is hanging on by her fingernails after the election over there yesterday. At issue, in the short term anyway, are the terms under which Great Britain is going to leave the European Union, assuming, I suppose, that Brexit still does mean Brexit. Stephen Beard is on duty at the European desk in London. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
I think we ought to start probably with a definition of terms here as to what happens now with Brexit. The hard Brexit and the soft Brexit. Discuss, would you?
Right. Well, I mean, both the main parties here, the Conservatives under Theresa May and the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, are committed to Brexit.
Right.
May, however, has been promoting hard Brexit. She's decided the best way to get a good deal is to say, I'm pulling out of the single market, ending the free movement of EU nationals into the UK. And if we don't get that, and if we don't get a free trade deal, we'll walk away. Mm-hmm. Labour, meanwhile, has promoting a softer approach, saying we must under no circumstances walk away from the negotiating table. So this election shows there are many people in Britain that would prefer a softer Brexit. Whether they get it or not is another matter.
Yeah, well, help me understand then, Stephen, why an electorate that voted for Brexit a year ago, and granted it was close, 52-48, right? But a year ago they voted for it, and now they've denied Theresa May the stronger mandate for that Brexit.
Because her main opponent, Jeremy Corbyn, very cleverly turned this election campaign into an argument about austerity too. And he said, if we go the Theresa May route, we're going to end up with deeper cuts in public services. Mm. And he managed to rally the support for that reason. He is the undoubted victor in this in this election, no doubt about it, even though he hasn't actually won power. And he, unsurprisingly perhaps, said Theresa May should resign.
The Prime Minister called the election because she wanted a mandate. Well, the mandate she's got is lost Conservative seats, lost votes, lost support, and lost confidence. I would have thought that's enough.
And there's probably quite a few members of her own party who might actually agree with that, because this was, after all, an election which she did not need to call. She had a majority in Parliament. She just wanted a bigger one.
Who, though, Stephen, and yes, May's job is at risk here, right? But who wants this job now?
Well, I suspect not Jeremy Corbyn, because Jeremy Corbyn is sitting very pretty now on the sidelines. He's saved his own skin because most of his own lawmakers a year ago voted to depose him. Hmm. It's a very good question. Who would want this job? Theresa May clearly wants it. She's hanging on. Whether she can survive the summer is a big question.
Cast your eyes across the English Channel, Stephen, to Europe for me for a minute. These negotiations are supposed to start in 10 days. Donald Tusk, the president of the European Council, said today, look, we don't actually know when they're going to start because of the unrest over in the UK, but we know when they're going to end. What are they doing?
Well, on the one hand, they must be rubbing their hands with glee, because they can say to any country that is considering pulling out of the European Union, look at the trouble it causes. Just look across the channel at Britain. On the other hand, they've got enough problems on their plate already, and they do want to deal with Brexit. They want to get it started. However, what we're facing now, because of this election result, is potentially a period of pretty damaging paralysis. Because Theresa May hasn't got a stonking great majority in Parliament, many pundits here are saying May will probably face a leadership challenge pretty soon. There could even be another general election and another referendum.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask. Is it possible we're going to have another referendum on this thing and say, whoops, do over?
Yeah, it is certainly possible. And it's possible that there could even be another general election too. That would mean we would have had two referendums and three general elections in less than 3 years. Everyone, right and left, Labour and Conservative, would see that as the least appealing result of yesterday's vote.
Never a dull moment. Stephen Beard in London for us. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.